Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
All praises are due to Allah, Allah. All praises are due to Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu 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 Allah. All praises are due to Allahu Allah. All praises are due to Allahu Allah. Allahu Allahu Allahu, 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 Allah.
Allah is the creator of the universe. Allah is the creator of Adam and Eve.
Butterflies, we're going to carry on learning all about the ways to make Allah happy. Do you remember we've been learning ways to make Allah happy, like reading Salah, reading Quran, doing good deeds, giving charity, and making salam, smiling, and doing all the things that make Allah happy so that we can get Jannah. Today, inshallah, we're going to be learning about having good manners. If you say, "I already have good manners," remember, no one can have perfect manners unless they're like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the most perfect manners and ways. In fact, no one could have an example as perfect as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at a few ways of having good manners. See how many of these you do and how many of these you can start to do. The first thing is, when we ask for something, we say please. When we receive something, we say thank you and jazakallah. We don't interrupt grown-ups who are speaking to each other unless there's an emergency. They'll notice you and respond when they're finished talking. If you do need to get someone's attention right away, you say excuse me and then enter into the conversation. The world isn't interested in what you don't like, so keep your negative opinions to yourself. Don't comment on the way people look unless you're complimenting them. If you have something bad to say, it's not very polite and not very kind to say it. When people ask you how you are, tell them, and then ask how they are. It's good manners and it's being polite. When you've spent time at your friend's house or family's home, remember to thank them when you're leaving for the good time that you had. Never use foul language or swear. Grown-ups know all those bad words and they find them unpleasant. Don't call people just bad names. Don't make fun of anyone for any reason. Teasing others shows that you're weak. And ganging up on someone is just plain cruel. Even if you find something boring, for example, if your friends are doing a play or an assembly or giving a speech, at least pretend to be interested because the formers or presenters are doing their best. If you bump into somebody, immediately say, "Excuse me." Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze, and never pick your nose in public. As you walk through a door, look to see if you can hold it open for someone else. If you come across a parent, a teacher, a neighbor working on something, ask if you can help. If they say yes, help them. You may learn something new. When an adult asks for a favor, do it without grumbling and do it with a smile for the pleasure of Allah. If you do these things, Allah will reward you. You'll be a good person. You'll have good manners, and the people around you will love you too. My butterflies, how many of these points do you know? How many of them do you do? I hope all of them, inshallah, because you want to be, try and be as close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character as you can. Have good manners and be good little butterflies so that everyone will love to be around you. You don't want people talking bad about you and saying, "Oh no, that child is so rude. That child has no manners." Of course not. You want people to say that you're a good little boy or a good little girl, inshallah, don't you? Remember to practice as many of them as you can remember, especially the big ones. If you do, Allah will reward you. Now let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'll read you a story. Stay tuned.
Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. His name is Muhammad. He came as a guide. His name is Muhammad. He came to show us the light. His name is Muhammad, he came with peace. His name is Muhammad, he brought us great ease. Muhammad, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel came down with a message from Allah. In the cave of Hira, he said, "Iqra." This was when he was given his prophecy, as he began creating a new legacy. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad.
Let's read a story called The Two Spells. There was once a rather amusing king. It was very unusual. No matter how many times he told people to do things, they would never listen to him. He was a peaceful and just king. He didn't want to punish anyone or imprison them. And so he ended up with no authority. Even though he was the king, no one would listen to him. So the king decided to get a great wizard to come up with a magic potion that would make people obey him. The oldest wizard, the wisest man in the kingdom, cast 1,000 spells. He made many potions. Some had interesting results, like a dancing ant or a fighting snail. But still, he couldn't get the people to obey the king. A young man who was passing through heard about the king's problem. He went quickly to the palace and he said, "I know the solution to your problem." The king seemed excited. The young man gave him 2 small pieces of paper with incredibly colorful writing. "Here are the spells that I have for you, Your Highness," said the young man. "Use the first one before saying anything that you want your subjects to do, and the second when they've done it. A smile will indicate that the person remains under your power. Do this, and this spell will last forever. Everyone was intrigued, curious to hear about the spells, especially the king. Before using them, he read them several times to himself, memorizing them. A servant was passing by carrying a large turkey in his arms. So the king said to him, "Please, Asad, come here. Let me see that turkey." Asad was surprised. He had never heard the king say please before, so he went up to the king. The king and everyone there was so surprised by how effective the spell had been. After looking at the turkey with a little bit of interest, the king said, "Thank you, Asad, you may go." And so the servant left, smiling. It had worked. Even better, Asad had now started listening to the king and remained under his power, just as the young man had said. The grateful king said that he had to give this young man lots of riches, so he gave him so much money, so many gold coins, and so much jewels. The young man decided to carry on with his journey. But just before he left, an old wizard went to him and said, "Where did you get such magical powers? Please share them." The young man, who was nothing more than an intelligent teacher, said, "My magic isn't real magic. I got it from school as a child. My teacher always told us that with good manners you can get anything. And he was right. Your king just needed good manners and some politeness to get what he wanted." The wizard understood the truth of this. He spent the night destroying all his magical junk. He replaced it with good books on good manners, getting ready to educate his blunt and impolite king. But the king never needed help again, because from that day on, whenever he needed something, he'd say please. Whenever he got it, he'd say thank you. And he had good manners. And from that day on, all his servants and all those that worked for him and around him loved to be near him. Butterflies, did you learn a lesson from the story? I hope so, insha'Allah.
Allah, Allah, you are my all, you are my love. Words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. All praises due to your beauty and compassion. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm calling your name. Great. Oh, Allah. Allah, Allah, I sit and pray. You hear my call. Please send your guidance on to me. Allah, Allah, don't let me stray. Please guide my way.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.